couple of things, Tom, that are really critical. Pricing and the way you handle pricing, because as you know, more than anyone else in the country, most listings, or sorry, many listings are lost because of pricing. Because the agent left us, knows it was worth $1.25 million, but has told the vendor they think they might get 1.5. Either through strategically, and I don't want to paint everyone as though they're telling mistruths, but some people are, which is unfortunate. Other people just don't know the market and they haven't done the research, so they're going in. So the way you deal with pricing is really critical. And I want our team on our MDA gym members, I want them to understand this is really critical. You must practice this until you perfect it, because this is an easy place to fall off the tightrope. So if you just throw out questions and statements around price, well, you know, look, I don't think you'll get 1.5, Tom. You know, you mentioned on the phone to me you thought it was worth 1.5, but I can't see that happening. You're probably going to be politely walked out of the listing. If you say, well, look, you mentioned to me on the phone the other day you thought 1.5, Tom. By the way, I always ask, what do you think ballpark value of your home might be, Tom, so I can do some research before I meet with you? Because I like to actually know what they're thinking. It just kind of helps me in my preparation, and it does help me in my research. So when we're there, again, if I agree with you it's worth 1.5, but I don't feel it in my gut and my research doesn't back it up, that's a bad problem. If I don't agree with it and I say it's only worth 1.25, that's a problem to have. So I think, you know, my default is always, Tom, you mentioned 1.5 million. Here's the good news. We don't have to decide on the price today. Today, for me, if I can give you, you know, my experience, is it's important for you to select and work with an agent that you trust and you feel is confident can achieve you the best price. No one you interview in this process will know what that best price is until we actually get up and running, we get market feedback, we create competitive tension, and we get the best price. So the good news for you is you don't have to decide on price. So I kind of take the pressure
around price.
And they say, well, okay, but I want to have a dialogue. I said, no, it's an important conversation to have. So, Tom, I've looked at what homes, similar size blocks of land in similar streets in the area selling for, and I brought 4 or 5 comparables that I think are kind of relevant. As you can see, they range from 1.1 to 1.35 million. I think going forward, and I'm not putting any price range on it today because I've been in the game long enough to know that none of us know what the price is until we get feedback. But I'd say that a lot of the buyers that are qualified to be getting interested in the purchase of your home are going to be looking at these, and they're probably going to be thinking that these might be indicative values. So we just need to be cognizant of that. My job working with you, Tom, is to find a way to maximize the value. So that's what I want to focus on mainly today is how do we present the home? What issues buyers might have with the home that we can deal with now before it's too late or before we lose anyone? Who are the potential target markets? Who are the passive buyers that might not even be thinking of buying that we might be able to contact? And a range of things that's going to maximise price. So we don't need to worry about that today. And then they'll say, so John, are you saying to me that I can't get 1.5? Not necessarily, Tom. What I'm saying is sort of these are the comparables that I think are worth it. In fact, let me tell you about a home we sold recently, and then I'll use a case study of something we thought was worth 1.5 to 1.6 and we got 2 million.
Right. An
example, Tom, of what can happen when we start the process by pricing it with regard to what else has been selling, but we don't have a ceiling or a cap on what we expect is possible, because I have no ceiling on my expectation of what I might be able to get for you. It's my job to get you a premium record price that creates a raving fan by you, and it also attracts a lot more business to me. So I'll be very honest. I'm not about just selling your property for fair market value. I'm about maximizing price. The other thing, Tom, that's important for me having this conversation is I would actually like to represent you for the rest of your career when you're buying and selling. So I see this as a job interview for life, because not only yourself, but I know you have a big network. I know you're a successful real estate guy. I know you know a lot of people. And I would love at the end of this transaction where you refer me all your family, friends, and associates. So that's my goal, is not just to get you a premium, to win your business and win your referrals for life. So that's how I'm treating it. And that's how I feel. That brings, you know, that sort of conversation, people hear it and they say, wow, okay, this guy's serious. He's absolutely committed to delivering a great job, both in service and in outcome. He's either an incredible bullshit artist or he's good at what he does, because he's saying to me he wants to represent me for life and he wants to get a premium. And the way he's transacted himself thus far lets me think that he knows what he's talking about. He's arrived on time. He sent me a pre-listing kit. He's done the research. He's asked me some really intelligent questions. He's listened to me very intently. He's taken a lot of notes. So all the kind of rituals and symbols that suggest that I have credibility and I'm worthy of his trust, his or her trust, are there. So I look at all that and then we go through and I generally find pricing is not an issue. I can't remember the last time I lost a listing based on someone saying, well, John, we gave it because we just didn't feel you had the vibe for the property. You know, we felt that you were locked in at a low conservative level and we kind of went with the other guy because he thought he was more enthusiastic.
John, I've got to say to all the gym members watching this now, if you are struggling with other agents coming in and overpricing them, or if you've been the person that has been overpricing yourself and then finding it very difficult to have quality conversations over the next month, that they're to listen to that, to replay it, because John, I was picturing myself as being the vendor there and I would feel very, very comfortable you coming to me in 4 weeks' time and saying that the talk is $1,250,000 because you haven't destroyed my dreams, you haven't destroyed my hopes, but at the same time, you've actually set me up to say, you know, probably it's around there, but we're not going to worry about that because we're going to go off and worry about what we've got control over, and that's a process.
Yeah.
John, I think, as you've said, I think that the average vendor understands that a blank number that someone gives you at a listing presentation is not guaranteed, no matter what that number is it?
That concludes the free video. As you can see, there are a number of ways that you can be successful in real estate, and the Real Estate Gym is basically making sure that we find everything that every top agent in the country is doing to be successful. Real Estate Gym members get all their tools, templates, all their scripts, all their information so they can design their own personal system to success. Just go to realestategym.com.au.